1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden told donors in Virginia his rocky debate performance was due in part to foreign travel, which he says wasn't too smart. The White House still insisting it was just a bad night.
We're not taking away from what you all saw or what the American people saw. We understand it was a bad night. It is not uncommon for incumbents to have a bad night on their first debate.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the president will give an exclusive interview Friday to ABC News, his first since the debate. Judge Juan Merchan has postponed sentencing in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial until September 18th. Hurricane Beryl roaring through open waters and could bring life-threatening wind and storm surge to Jamaica. The Pentagon says the U.S. will soon announce an additional $2.3 billion in military assistance to Ukraine. Singer Ann Wilson of the band Heart will undergo chemo after surgery for a cancerous tumor. This is ABC News. A British neonatal nurse serving a life sentence for murdering seven babies and attempting to murder six others has been convicted of trying to kill yet another infant. Israeli Defense Forces told Palestinians to evacuate the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis following a rocket attack.
Over 250,000 Gazan refugees fleeing Khan Yunis once again. The Israeli army issuing new evacuation orders from the southern city, a sign of a new offensive against Hamas. Gazans moving west to the humanitarian zone on the coast, but that area overcrowded and equipped with very few basic services. Overnight, Israeli airstrikes in the evacuation areas, killing over 20. The IDF says it struck rocket launchers used Monday to fire 20 rockets on southern Israel. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Stocks closed higher today, the NASDAQ and S&P at new records. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The new chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse is on the job. James Beebe started work Monday. He replaces Joe Gao, who was fired last December for making online pornography with his wife. Gao is still fighting to keep his tenured professorship at UWL. The Biden administration wants to increase tariffs on $18 billion worth of imports from China. Arthur Stamoulis is with the Trade Justice Education Fund. He says the CHIPS Act and the Inflation Reduction Act have been good for American manufacturing.
There were more new factories built in the U.S. in 2023 than at any point in the last three decades. And these tariffs are going to help protect that investment.
Stamoulis says the tariff plan would safeguard good-paying American jobs from unfair competition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Rockies. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers played into extra innings, but still lost to the last place Rockies 8-7 in 10 innings. Milwaukee right-hander Bryce Wilson giving up 5 runs on 7 hits in just 4 innings, with 2 of them out of the park. The mile-high air at Coors Field seemed to favor the home team, manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, you can make the excuse of Coors Field all the time that the ball doesn't do the same thing, and maybe that's the case. I'm not sure, but obviously there's a lot of hard contacts, and we took the lead, and then we gave it back. So Billy's been great for us all year. Many times he's been really, really good. Today wouldn't have been one of his better ones. You know, I still believe in him. And it's a tough environment sometimes, but it's part of Major League Baseball. You got to be able to deal with it.
NBA free agency, the Bucks signing guard DeLon Wright, who's played for 8 different NBA teams, most recently the Washington Wizards and the Miami Heat.
Whatever situation I go to will be good for me. With a full summer, you know, full training camp, I think it'll help me have a better season, a better understanding of what's out of me.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered storms this evening, then clearing overnight and lows in the mid-60s. Sunny and less humid for tomorrow. Nice day with a high in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms for the 4th of July. Highs low 80s and rain still likely on Friday. Currently, it's 66.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley, congressional candidate for the 8th District here in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin. Welcome to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me. Wherever you're listening in our state, it's great to have you, and I hope you're having a wonderful evening. It is pouring rain here in Northeast Wisconsin, but lucky me, I scored me a parking spot right outside the door. So I can't wait to barely get wet when I go to my car. It's these little victories in life, folks. That's what we have to celebrate. And that's what we do every night here on Nightlight when we talk about movies and TV shows that we love to watch and music we love to listen to and the things that bring us together in this wonderful thing we called life. We call life. We don't call it. It's not past tense. We're still living life. Thank goodness. Great to have you with me. Riding shotgun tonight, as always, is Conrad. Conrad, how are you?
You know, I didn't get that small victory. I'm parked in the parking garage, so I'm going to get wet.
Well, it could stop. We got a ways to go yet before you got to walk over there, buddy. You could Uber it to the parking garage.
I think that would be a little waste of money.
Think so?
I'm going to be honest.
Probably only be about a buck. Not that far away. I mean, come on. Or you could just get a job over at Schreiber, and then you're just right there. But that would defeat the whole purpose. Got a fun show for you guys tonight. It is a holiday week. And maybe you're already done working. I don't know. A lot of people, I think, take the third off. And who could blame you? You work hard. And even when you're working this week, I think I saw this thing. Todd Michael shared this with me. It says, are you phoning it in at work this week? If so, you're not alone. 45% of American workers don't expect to get much done between now and 4th of July weekend. That's how many agreed with the statement. I barely get any work done around July 4th. So if half of us aren't doing much anyway, should we just get the whole week off? Yeah, why not? Half of Americans want it to happen. 49% think companies should shut down for the entire week of the 4th of July. And a lot of those votes are young people. 61% of millennials and Gen Zers said yes, compared to 32% of people older than that. 56% of young people say working the week of the 4th should be seen as taboo in work culture. Overall, 35% of us think we'd be more productive the rest of the year if we knew we were getting a full week off in July. 28% claim they'd work harder, and 22% would be more likely to recommend their company to friends and family. I would love to know who thinks, because there's always those people out there that just want to be ruled and told what to do. So I'm sure on this survey, there are people they talked to that said, no, we should work. We shouldn't even get the 4th off. I like to work. Pro corporation, let's do this. They're providing us jobs. We should do whatever they want. I know those people are out there, but it sounds like most people want the 4th off or the week of the 4th off. I think this is perfect. We're doing 3 shows and then we're going to do a best of on Thursday. And we're going to have new content for you guys on Friday night. That'll be fun. We won't be here. It's pre-recorded, but it's all new stuff. So that's a happy medium. Conrad, you're a, what are you, a Gen Zer?
I don't even know.
That is a typical Gen Zer. You don't even know what you are. What do you think? Should people have the whole week of the 4th off?
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Give us a couple extra days.
It's not your money. I don't have a problem with that. Why not? I think overall, a 4-day work week would be great. 10 hours a day, 4 days a week. And I think people would come back to work at the beginning of the week so refreshed with a 3-day weekend. And I think most people want that. And companies are letting people work from home more and more now anyway. If you trust people to be away from an office and work, don't you trust them to get their work done in 4 days? I don't know. Interesting stuff. So either way, we all have the 4th off. That'll be fun. And I hope you guys all celebrate safely. Tonight, we have a great show. Earl Ingram Jr. is here. He is a host of the Earl Ingram Show here on Civic Media. Earl is a Milwaukee native and is kind of a radio legend. He's been around over 20 years, I believe, and has a great voice and a very astute argument. I love when he takes calls, and I have to admit, I used to listen to him more than I do now because I was up earlier. Now I try to sleep in a little bit because I'm on at night, but love Earl's show. If you haven't checked it out here at Civic Media, highly recommend it. Good stuff. We'll talk to Earl about his career in radio when he joins me at 7:35. I'm going to ask him what movies he's watching. I'm going to ask Earl, he's older than me, but I'm going to ask him what he thought of the film Airplane. And I'm going to ask him what he thought of the film Boys in the Hood, because those two films were released today. This is their actual release date. Boys in the Hood in 1991 and Airplane in 1980. And both those films are probably in my top 50 all-time films. Loved Boys in the Hood and loved Airplane before I even knew what comedy was. Great movie. So we'll talk to Earl at 7:35. That'll be fun. Joby Sad will join me, a comedian, very funny Nashville-based comedian, will join us at 8:20 tonight. Joby has a gig here in Green Bay over here at the KI Convention Center. And we'll talk to Joby about the gig. I met Joby. We were trying to figure out where we knew each other from. I've known his name my whole career, and he's known my face. So together, it's like we knew each other because I knew his name. He knew my face. And Joby's a very funny guy, Nashville-based, as I mentioned. And I thought he lived in L.A. for a while, but we'll talk to him about it. We'll talk to him about his gig here in Green Bay this weekend. He did a dry bar special, which is a very cool thing to do for clean comics only. So Joby can work clean. I don't know if he works clean exclusively, but we'll ask him that. We have a couple clips that we'll play that we can sort of tease and let you guys know how funny he is, so you want to buy tickets and go see him this weekend. And that's the show. And tonight's question, okay, I read this. When I do these Hollywood beats here at Civic Media, they're so fun to write. Eddie Murphy, his favorite actor growing up was Marlon Brando, and he watched The Godfather over and over. He said when he got to meet Brando, it was just kind of strange. I think, like, the mystique goes away when you get to meet your idols. But Eddie Murphy said the second time he hung out with Brando, Brando said, "I can't stand that kid with the gun." And he was referring to actor Clint Eastwood. That kid with the gun. Eastwood was 6 years younger than Brando. The first time the two met, Murphy gushed to his favorite actor of all time, Brando, about his performance in The Godfather. Like, just heaping praise on Marlon Brando the first time they met. And Brando says, everybody can act. So, what a buzzkill. Not that you want Brando to say, yeah, I'm the greatest actor of all time, but a lot of people think he is. So that leads me to tonight's question. Who is the greatest actor of all time, in your opinion? You can go actress, although we'll do that question maybe tomorrow night. We'll do actor tonight, actress tomorrow. But if you insist on saying an actress, that's totally fine too. Just share with us who you think the greatest actor of all time is. Eddie Murphy says Marlon Brando, or said Marlon Brando until he met him. I don't know that he still felt the same way after that. But I want to know who yours is. And you can text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. Conrad is here to take your text and tell you how you can watch Nightlight on the radio.
Yeah, so on our Facebook, we're under WGBW or under Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. On YouTube, we're under Civic Media. And on Twitter or X, WGBW.
Very well done. We are here for you, so let us know. You probably... I hope the fact that people don't want to work this week necessarily doesn't mean they don't want to listen to Nightlight. I hope we still have your attention, and we will make you happy tonight with all of our talk about comedy and movies and TV. Jim says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Hey, Jim. Jim had some great texts last night. Good to have you with us, buddy. Glad you're here. This was an interesting story I saw. I don't know if you know this, Conrad, but sometimes women, when they can't have children, or they're not married to a man, they can use a sperm donor. Were you aware of that?
I was. And the, you know, main reason, 2013 film, Delivery Man with Vince Vaughn.
Okay. So most of your reproductive knowledge comes from Vince Vaughn films. No, what was that? Was he a sperm donor in that?
He has like, I think 30 kids from his sperm.
Wow.
And then they all like actually meet.
Oh, I remember that. I did not see it, but I do remember it. Yeah, David Crosby. Supposedly, Melissa Etheridge and her partner, I think her name was Julie Cypher, they wanted to have kids. Julie Cypher was adopted. She never knew her dad. So they wanted to have a child, and they wanted to know who the father was. And David Crosby and Melissa Etheridge, both musicians, both famous musicians, were friends. David Crosby's wife offered David Crosby's sperm to Melissa Etheridge. Now, that's a pal. He lent a hand, so to speak. Sorry, I couldn't resist. But it's just weird. I mean, look, guys do that, but it's weird to think, like, when you tell me David Crosby donated sperm, I just picture him doing that, and I don't need to picture that ever or think about it. It's like when you see someone leaving the stall in the bathroom before you go in. I can use the stall. I don't want to see who was in it before me, though. That's a turnoff. Unless it was Conrad. I trust that you keep your hygienic.
Well, luckily we have two bathrooms here.
We have two bathrooms here, correct. But David Crosby, and apparently he's loaned his sperm to a lot of other people too. So he's got a lot of kids out there too. I'm not saying he's in Vince Vaughn fictitious territory.
Yeah, so Vince Vaughn in that movie actually had 533 children.
And you know what was really impressive? He only donated 9 sperm. Somehow. He had 500 kids. All right. So coming up next, Earl Ingram is here at 7:35. Very excited to talk to Earl. Coming up next on Nightlight, we're going to talk about one of those films that dropped today in 1980. And it's called Airplane. And we'll hear we'll hear some Joe Bissad too. Our comedian friend who will be here at 8:20. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jim from Appleton says, first thought on greatest actor, Orson Welles. You could certainly make that argument. I don't know. It's hard, like, I mean, a great actor is a great actor. But sometimes it's hard for me to watch the older actors, like from the 50s and 40s. Because I think there was just a different style then. And it doesn't mean they're not as good as an actor today, or that an actor today is better than an actor of yesteryear, just because I do think styles change. Steve in Florida says, greatest actor of all time, tough to name one. Steve's top five, Jimmy Stewart, Jack Nicholson, Paul Newman, Gene Hackman, and Robin Williams. Wow, yeah, that's a list. Hard to go wrong with any of those, if you had any of those at number one. I do like Nicholson when he was younger. I feel like when he got older, he kind of became a caricature of himself. He was still a great actor. But I like him when he was younger, like in The Last Detail or in Chinatown. But he's great. Jimmy Stewart, I think a lot of people would agree with you, Steve. Jimmy Stewart was great. He's kind of got that old style too, though. Although in It's a Wonderful Life, yeah, Jimmy Stewart's great. You can't even poke a hole in any of that. Robin Williams, too. I actually enjoy Robin Williams more as an actor than I do as a comedian. He had a very fast mind. He was very quick. But he would say stuff so fast, I almost felt like it was like a stream of consciousness. It was not all gold. He said funny things, and he was very witty. But I liked him better as an actor than I did as a comedian. And I don't think I'm alone there. I think a lot of people would disagree with that, but I think a lot of people agree with it too. Where I totally agree with you, Steve, Paul Newman, I think he is just ageless in terms of like different eras of acting. Paul Newman might be my all-time favorite. And maybe Gene Hackman, he's right up there too. I mean, talk about versatile. These are all great. I would add a couple lesser known titles to that too. Maybe Sean Penn, maybe William Peterson, who is not nearly as well known, but has a great body of work. I don't need to even add CSI to that list, but his work in films is stellar. All right, we have a phone call. Let's go to the phones. Conrad from the 608, Mark in Prairie du Sac. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I don't know if it's one of the greatest movies of all time, but it stars some two very good actors. It stars Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn, but the movie is called Bringing Up Baby.
Oh, yeah.
And Cary Grant plays a paleontologist whose life has been turned completely upside down by Katharine Hepburn, who is a young heiress. And just it's described as a screwball comedy, but it is a hoot. And that she did, and what amazed me is the sophistication and the, sexual innuendo you see throughout this movie, and I think it's from before World War II. I mean, so
yeah.
It would be considered racy today, even I think, if that because there's a lot of suggestive material in it that of course they couldn't play on the big screen back then. But I mean, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I think I saw it on like a late movie, and I actually have it now on disc because it's worth a watch every once in a while if you want to laugh.
I appreciate that. And I have not seen it, Mark, in so long. I think I saw that when I was a kid. So I don't even really remember much about it. So that would be good for a revisit. And yeah, Cary Grant, you could certainly add to that list. He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I just watched North by Northwest about 2 weeks ago. And yeah, he's fantastic. That's a great choice.
Yeah, and do you have a good resource? There's a science fiction movie I saw when I was a kid. I only saw it once, and it was just portrayed this kid, this kid's uncle gives him this box with kind of a cone, sort of a cone on one end, and he drops it, and it opens up, and he falls asleep, and there's these crystals inside. He falls asleep with these crystals in his hand and has this dream about a far-off world where they're fighting off, you know, alien spaceships, and it turns out when he becomes an adult, he actually gets spirited away to that world, and they, you know, use the equipment. And these boxes are actually some kind of memory box.
Holy smokes.
You plug them in with a headset, and they fought off the alien invaders to whatever planet it was.
What movie was that?
I don't know what the name of it was. Yeah. I've been trying to find the name of it, and I just wonder if there's a good resource out there, because I've looked through lists of movies, and I can't find one that matches.
You know what I would do, Mark? If you can remember one line of dialogue or something unique about the setting or dialogue, you could Google that. I've done that with like song lyrics and lines from movies, and sometimes the movie comes up. So that might be a good way to do it. But other than that, it doesn't really sound familiar to me.
When they get to whatever that pet, when these people get spirited away to this planet, they come and there's this figure slumped over a console, kind of a skeleton figure slumped over the console with a, you know, dressed in a spacesuit kind of thing, but he slumped over the console, and they figure out what they're supposed to do and, you know, drive off the alien invaders. So
okay, well, we'll do some Googling here. If we come up with anything, we will we'll definitely share.
Thanks, your brother.
All right, you got it, Mark. Have a great night.
Great night.
Thanks for the call.
Okay,
you too.
Bye.
That's great. I think we should Google crystals, console, alien invaders, and then just put Mountain Dew in there for fun. See what we can do in the next break. From the 608, Chris Casper from Madison. Slapshot, Paul Newman. He plays such a great POS. I don't think he was a POS, was he, Chris? He was hilarious. That's one of my all-time favorite movies. I say that a lot, so I have a lot of all-time favorite movies. But it's hard to rank this stuff. I mean, but Paul Newman, to be able to do Slapshot, and then The Sting, and then The Verdict, and then Cool Hand Luke, You almost have to say Paul Newman. He's probably my all-time favorite. So anyway, that's our question tonight. Who is the greatest actor of all time? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'm not going to read all the texts. Keep them clean, folks, and keep them positive and upbeat. All right, so the film Airplane dropped today in 1980. And we have a clip. Do the greatest one of all time. This is Leslie Nielsen talking to Peter Graves. Peter Graves plays the pilot, who is the one who asks the kid if he's ever been to men's locker rooms in Turkish prisons. It's horribly creepy nowadays, but back then everybody laughed at it. But Peter Graves is still really funny aside from that. And this is Leslie Nielsen and Peter Graves discussing the predicament they're in with this airplane.
Captain, how soon can you land?
I can't tell.
You can tell me. I'm a doctor.
No, I mean, I'm just not sure.
Or can't you take a guess?
Well, not for another 2 hours.
You can't take a guess for another 2 hours?
No. I mean, we can't land for another 2 hours. Fog has closed down everything this side of the mountains. We've got to get through to Chicago.
So bad. Have you seen that movie, K-Red?
Yes, I've seen it multiple times.
Okay. Did you see the second one?
I actually have never seen the second one, because I forget who told me, but they said it sucks.
The second one?
Yeah.
It's, don't blaspheme. They're from Wisconsin, the guys who created the... All right, coming up next on Nightlight, Christopher Walken from the 773. Christopher Walken. You got to add him to the list. All right, Earl Ingram coming up next. Excited to talk to my old pal. This is Peach Wabba Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here comes my baby. Here she comes
now. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden told donors in Virginia his rocky debate performance was due in part to foreign travel, which he says wasn't too smart. The White House still insisting it was just a bad night.
We're not taking away from what you all saw or what the American people saw. We understand it was a bad night. It is not uncommon for incumbents to have a bad night on their first debate.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the president will give an exclusive interview Friday to ABC News, his first since the debate. Judge Juan Merchan has postponed sentencing in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial until September 18th. Hurricane Beryl roaring through open waters and could bring life-threatening wind and storm surge to Jamaica. The Pentagon says the U.S. will soon announce an additional $2.3 billion in military assistance to Ukraine. Singer Ann Wilson of the band Heart will undergo chemo after surgery for a cancerous tumor. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The teenager charged with beating an employee to death at Lincoln Hills Prison was supposed to be in a different facility, but Republican state lawmakers withheld funding that would have paid for the transfer. Governor Evers' office tells the Journal Sentinel Republicans have been thwarting youth prison reforms in Wisconsin for years. 15,000 delegates and other guests descend on Milwaukee in less than 2 weeks. Allison Prangy leads the RNC Post Committee. She tells WYSN-TV's Up Front she hopes convention-goers leave with a lasting impression.
It's a great city for your family. It's a great place to work. And we're excited for people to get a chance to experience that.
But not everyone's busy. The Pabst Theater Group tells the Recombobulation Area website that RNC bookings have been disappointing and a failure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The teenager charged with beating an employee to death at Lincoln Hills Prison was supposed to be in a different facility, but Republican state lawmakers withheld funding that would have paid for the transfer. Governor Evers' office tells the Journal Sentinel Republicans have been thwarting youth prison reforms in Wisconsin for years. 15,000 delegates and other guests descend on Milwaukee in less than 2 weeks. Allison Prangy leads the RNC Post Committee. She tells WYSN-TV's Up Front she hopes convention-goers leave with a lasting impression.
It's a great city for your family. It's a great place to work. And we're excited for people to get a chance to experience that.
But not everyone's busy. The Pabst Theater Group tells the Recombobulation Area website that RNC bookings have been disappointing and a failure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered storms this evening, then clearing overnight and lows in the mid-60s. Sunny and less humid for tomorrow. Nice day with a high in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms for the 4th of July. Highs low 80s and rain still likely on Friday. Currently at 64 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Coming up on our next show, Mark Hewson joins us from Bell & Sports Medicine. We'll be moving with Ben and Deanna Melchor, and Terry Barr offers up another slice of Wisconsin.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me tonight, wherever you're listening. In Wisconsin, our question tonight is, who is the greatest actor of all time? Let us know, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app. It is so easy to do, and I know you already have the app, but in case you don't, it's so easy to use. So I highly recommend you download it, and you just click on any station, because we're on statewide, and let us know what you're thinking at any point during the show. Love to hear from you, regardless of the topic. And you are welcome to text in the next few minutes, too. My next guest, I'm very excited to have this gentleman on the show. He is the host of the Earl Ingram Show here on Civic Media. And you might know him as Earl Ingram Jr. He joins us now on the phone. Hey, Earl.
How you doing, sir? It is a high honor and privilege to have an opportunity to appear on your show.
Well, I mean, the honor is all on this side of the microphone, if you will. You and I met, Earl, at the Christmas party. And I don't know if you remember this. You had just dyed your hair. And
yes, sir.
I did not even, like, I was doing news back then, and I would hear your show when I was doing news, and you had a picture on Civic Media. And I looked over, and I'm like, is that Earl's son? Like, I thought Earl Ingram was here because I wanted to talk to you and invite you on the show. And I didn't do it until the end of the night because someone told me, oh, no, that's him. He just dyed his hair. You looked like you were 35 years old.
Well, so how that came about is I would do a segment every Monday under the helmet with the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Oh, right. Okay.
And so Gilbert Brown, the Detroit Lions played the Green Bay Packers in Detroit. And the Lions were really good last year. Mm-hmm. And so Gilbert Brown made me a bet that the Packers would beat the Lions. And he said, if I lose, I'm going to give you an autographed Gilbert Brown jersey. But if you lose, you're going to dye your hair black. Well, needless to say, yeah. I lost. And so I wound up dyeing my hair black. So,
is it still black, or did you go back to gray?
Well, it's a combination of both.
Okay.
Since I just turned 70 2 weeks ago, I kind of realized that I look just a wee bit younger. And my wife of 43 years doesn't want me to go back to all white hair.
You know,
not anyways soon.
Your wife looks very young too. So that's part of the, during the night of the party, I was like, I totally bought that you were not Earl Ingram because you were with this woman who looked much younger than you did with gray hair, but you guys look like a perfect match when you had your hair dyed.
Well, my wife is 60. She'll be 69.
Okay.
And we've been married 43 years.
Wow. That's a good run, buddy.
Well, you know, this is the remains of a once mighty warrior.
So
don't tell her I said that.
I won't. I hope she's not listening. I hope she is listening, but I hope she.
Oh, she's in an airplane right now. Okay. So anyway,
hopefully she got distracted. So when you're born with a voice like yours, Earl, do you pretty much have to go into radio?
Well, you know, my voice is, I spent 34 years of my life, in industry.
Oh, really?
So, you know, I worked in the automobile industry.
Huh.
And so the one thing that we did is we wore a lot of, hearing protection. And so when you spoke to somebody, you really had to speak loud. And and so over those years, I guess my voice, wound up getting stronger because if I had to speak to somebody, you had to really talk loud. So I don't know anything distinctive about my voice. People tell me it's distinctive, but I don't know. I don't notice anything about it. I don't think it's any different than anybody else.
No, it's got, you got some, like, I don't know if I want to call it grit, because that doesn't make it sound like, you just have a great voice. It's unique. And I always feel like a unique voice is better than like a perfect instrument type voice. It's just memorable. And when you talk with this, like, soundtrack almost that lets the people know that you're talking to, like, yes, I've lived this. I know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? It's like hard to refute what you're saying because your voice says, you know what you're talking about. If that makes sense.
Well, I have lived some things. You don't live to be 70 without having lived some things. So
I would imagine that.
Hang on, Jamari. So that's a young man, a disabled young man that my wife and I have been raising for 21 years. He requires 24-hour care. He wanders off time to time. So he just wandered up the street. So I had to call him back. But go ahead.
Okay. All right. Let me know if you have to go. That's totally understandable.
No, I'm fine. No, we're fine now. I got him.
So for those of my listeners who might not know of your show or listen to it regularly, give us a little overview of what they could expect to hear when they tune into the Earl Ingram Jr. show.
Well, so I think radio is, for me, is about information. And so every day that I get up, every morning, and I scour, you know, many different outlets, it is with the intent and purpose of making sure that, you know, people, we live in a time where there are things going on that the average American is not aware of.
Right.
And so the whole world is changing, and not always for the better. And so we live in a government that people don't know how it works. It's supposedly a representative government, but when we elect people, we've got a presidential election coming up. What I've learned is we elect people and we don't hold them accountable. And so when you live in a representative system and you elect somebody, and those people, I refer to it as politricks and politricksters. And so what is a politrickster? Somebody who tells you one thing and does another. They come to you and say, vote for me and I'll do this for you. Whether it's on state level, local level, or national level. And then those same people sit down with somebody called a lobbyist. And then are willing, both Democrats and Republicans, to not do the bidding of the people who put them in office.
Right.
So I like to make, I always like to, you know, talk about those kinds of things because it's just not right to me.
Right.
That we live in a nation that takes advantage and businesses that take advantage of the people.
Talk is cheap, right?
Yes.
When you're in your bio, it says on your show, you like to talk about religion, pop culture, and politics. I assume, I've heard you talk about politics quite a bit, so I assume that's your favorite, but would I be right to assume that, or would you rather talk pop culture, religion? What are your favorite topics to talk about?
Well, everything. I talk about a whole array of things because a whole array of things interest me. You know, the things that people say you shouldn't talk about, I want to talk about because I think anytime you tell people that you shouldn't talk about these things because people have different opinions on it, well, you know, how do you begin to fix the differences that we have if we can't have dialogue and conversation about those things? So the things that, you know, more times than not, they say you shouldn't talk about politics and religion, those are the things I want to talk about the most.
Absolutely. That's a great answer. So have you had, I mean, you've been doing this for so long. First of all, I meant to ask you before, how did you go from the automotive industry? How did you make that transition from there to radio?
Well, you know, I used to listen to a lot of talk radio in my time. You know, even as a young boy, I guess I never really understood why. But, you know, I'm from an era when there was only three channels.
Right.
And, you know, and the televisions were all in black and white. And, you know, there was 6, 4, 12, and then Channel 10 came into existence. And so Channel 10 had some talk formats. My dad always listened to talk radio when we got in the car. So I never understood that it was having some impact on me that I didn't know about, but apparently it really did. And so you ever hear of a guy named Mark Belling or Charlie Sykes or
or
Jay Weber, Vicki McKenna? Well, I used to call them and trouble them. So whenever they would talk about my community, I would always call them and give them the other side of the coin.
Oh, wow.
And it got to a point where every time they would say something egregious about my community, I would respond. And it got to the point where every time I'd get off the phone, their phone lines would light up. And the response would always be, "That guy Earl from the northwest side of town." So probably did that for at least 6 years or more. And gathered a cottage industry listening audience, and former Green Bay Packer and NFL Hall of Famer Willie Davis owned some radio stations, and he heard me on those, calling those folk up. I got to the point where I was calling them up every day.
Wow,
and
good for
so
you!
He gave me an opportunity. He thought that I had some something to say, and so he gave me an opportunity, and as they say, the rest is history.
My guest is Earl Ingram Jr. He is the host of the Earl Ingram Show, which you can catch here at Civic Media between 8 and 10 every morning. That's interesting. I have a story actually about Charlie Sykes. I used to do fill-in work at that radio station, and I was the first butt in that seat when he retired because I was filling in for the guy that went after him. And he walked out of the studio with a dog, and I was like trying to hold back sneezes the entire time I was on the air. So that's my Charlie Sykes story.
Well, and you know, Charlie Sykes was a staunch conservative.
Yeah,
and he was the guy who orchestrated getting Scott Walker elected.
Right,
and he one of those guys that pushed and pushed and pushed for Donald Trump the first time around. But somewhere along the line, he found religion, or so he said.
Right.
And changed the stripes.
He sure did. Now he's on MSNBC.
I still don't believe it, but
yeah,
you know, the people nationally don't know who he was, but I certainly do.
Yeah. Boy, that's...
And he knows who I am.
Yeah, because you used to pester him on the phone every day.
Right. Yes, sir.
So who has been, do you have a favorite guest, Earl, that you've had in your radio years? Someone, maybe you like to talk to them regularly, or it was just a memorable appearance?
Well, so I've been fortunate. I've had a chance to interview Michelle Obama, President Obama,
nice.
Oprah Winfrey, you name major stars. I've had the opportunity to interview them. And as a matter of fact, it just so happens that tomorrow I'll be interviewing the president of the United States, Joe Biden.
On your show?
Yes.
Oh, tune in for that, folks. That's tomorrow from 8 to 10.
Well, no. Well, what they're going to do is I'm going to record it at 2 o'clock, and we'll play it back on my show on Friday at 8:15.
All right, perfect. That's a great plug. We'll be right back with more with Earl Ingram Jr., host of the Earl Ingram Show here on Civic Media. This is Pete Schwab. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yo, You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back. Who is the greatest actor of all time? That is our question tonight. Eddie Murphy is responsible for this question because he told a story about meeting Marlon Brando, at the time his favorite actor of all time, and had kind of a strange conversation with him about Clint Eastwood. So that is our question tonight. Who is your favorite actor of all time, or who is the greatest actor of all time? 855-752-4842. Let us know. And we will read it on the radio. Right now, joining me on the phone is Earl Ingram Jr. He's the host of the Earl Ingram Show here on Civic Media from 8 to 10 in the morning every day. Earl, talk about that. Let's plug that one more time. That's a pretty heavy hitter you're talking to tomorrow that you'll broadcast on Friday morning.
Yeah, well, so I got a call on yesterday. I was having a conversation, and I looked at my phone, and it was a 248 number, and it kept ringing. So well, this must be, you know, one of these people who calls and they act like they know you.
Yeah.
You answer the phone. Hey, Earl, how you doing? So they don't know you from Adam, but, you know, they've got us confused. And so I dismissed it, and they stopped calling, and they called back a second time, and the same thing happened. So they called the third time. I told them, listen, let me answer this call. And it says, and the person said, hello, it's Earl Ingram. I said, yes, it's Earl Ingram. They said, well, this is the White House. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
What house? it's the White House. How would you like to interview President Barack Obama? I mean, it's President Joe Biden. on Wednesday, and I'm like, yeah.
Let me see if I can squeeze him in.
And so, you know, it's an honor that Civic Media deserves, and Civic Media gave me an opportunity. Civic Media gave us all a platform, and so I don't interview him on at the behest of Earl Ingram, but representing our great networks that have been created, that has answered the prayers of many of us who long for an opportunity to challenge conservative squawk radio.
Can I, if I'm overstepping something here, just let me know, but can you give us a little primer? Do you have a question? I'm sure you have questions lined up, but can you tease a little bit of what you're going to ask him, or maybe one of your questions?
Well, you know, you don't, he's the president of the United States. So they asked me, they said, well, you know, they don't want, the president of the United States to be blindsided.
Sure.
So, you know, we're basically going to talk about the things that he's accomplished, which are many.
Absolutely.
And in the face of what is transpiring with his age and with what happened at the debate, the last thing they need is some shock jock, you know, trying to, you know, trying to get a name. So I clearly made it clear to them they won't have to worry about me.
Yeah.
I'm honored that the president and his people think that I'm worthy of having a conversation with him. So, you know, we're going to take it in the direction that he wants to take it. And he's the president of the United States.
Yes, he is. And just a suggestion, not that you need to take it from me. You're a radio guy. You know your stuff. But I would ask him, should I, Earl Ingram, keep the black hair or the gray hair? Mr. President, if you please.
Hey, well, you know, there'll be time enough for the gray hair.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's not going away. It doesn't return to the way it once was.
That's right.
So there'll be plenty of time, hopefully, for me to be around with gray hair.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope so too. So one of these days, Earl, I'll have to have you back and we can talk. I would love to have a more in-depth talk about Milwaukee with you because you seem to know it inside and out. We just got a text from the 608. Kenneth said, Earl reminds me of Eugene Kane, a columnist with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel some years ago. Do you know who that is?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Eugene Kane was a wonderful, wonderful reporter from Philadelphia. I'm born and raised in Milwaukee. That's
right.
The difference. And I'm going to die in Milwaukee. It's my home. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to die here. And so that's the difference. Eugene Kane was from Philadelphia. Great reporter. Won all sorts of awards for his ability to write.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I knew him well.
I did Google him before I read that text on here just to make sure he was a good guy. So real quick, Earl, we have about a minute left. What on this day in 1991, Boys in the Hood was released. And on this day in 1980, Airplane was released. Those are the two big releases of today. Do you have an opinion on either one of those films? And if you could share
Let me tell you quickly.
Yeah.
You're talking to a guy who almost every night watches movies, the noir movies from the 1950s,
oh,
the 1940s. That's it, man. I'm watching those. I don't care how many times I watch it. I'm going to keep watching those movies. There's something special about those actors, actresses, and they have not been, nobody has come close to any of them. So I love watching those kinds of movies.
Buddy, I could not agree more. About 5 years ago, I fell in love with noir. And I even now, the shows that come out, I've always liked it, but I didn't really understand that it was its own thing. Now, films that come out now that have that element, love that too. Or any detective show, it's great. That's a great answer.
Yeah,
so
that's it, man. That's where you're going to find me when I'm watching television. It's noir all the time.
All right, good to know. Well, next time we'll talk noir movies and we'll talk a little Milwaukee if you're so willing. It's been great having you on the show.
Hey, man, I'm honored. Thank you.
Honor's all mine. Thanks, Earl. Good luck with the Biden interview.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Yes, sir.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Earl Ingram. And I, Conrad, what are you doing? You saying we're number one?
Yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
No, he's saying we have to go to a break. All right, coming up next here at Civic Media is our phenomenal award-winning news team is going to bring you the news for a few minutes. And then we're going to hear from Joby Sad, and then we're going to welcome Joby onto the show at 8:20. Get your vote in. Who is the greatest actor of all time? Let us know. We'll read it on the radio. Great to have you with me on this rainy Tuesday night in our awesome state of Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a special reading of Sinclair Lewis's It Can't Happen Here, coming to the Waukesha Public Library, and public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.